Should Abigail forgive or forget? And guess what? Jack is back. Let's dish.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Welcome back to Edition Days. We are AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of NBC's Emmy award-winning soap opera Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tammy Govea, and joined today by a couple of my favorite gals and dolls and guys. Who do we have with us?
You have Michael Mattis over here.
And Mark J. Freeman's in the house.
Yay, guys.
We so have two happy. Special guests.
We have two special in-studio guests with us. Baxter Delicious and Winston Even More Delicious.
Baxter's a little... Oh, yes, you heard your name. Baxter Alexander and Winston Montgomery have joined me today. Yeah.
Our pause audience. Listen, guys, please make sure and follow us across all social media platforms. I know that we've been saying this to you every week for how many years, but it does make a difference.
Is it 4 years? I think it's been four.
Y'all have been on it 4 years.
Yeah, I think four.
Tammy and I are coming up on our 1 year.
Our 1 year.
Yeah, I think it's been four.
It does make a difference because...
Feels like 40. Sitting next to Tony for 4 years. Woo! Feels like 40.
But you look fabulous.
Yeah, girl.
Fabulous. On Facebook and Insta, you can find us at Edition Days, and on Twitter, you can find us at _ Edition Days. The @ is implied. You know, also, please make sure and make a comment if you're watching us on YouTube. We're in the chat room, and we're looking for some nice comments. And also, always head over and give us a 5-star review on iTunes, because thus so you can be entered as possibly becoming
Fan of the Week.
Woo! Yeah.
We also have a couple of really great soap block content shows. For General Hospital, we have the GH Report. And for Young and the Restless Rap. So if you haven't checked them out, do so. Before we start, guys, any thoughts? Comments, questions, concerns?
Well, about Days.
About Days, yes. Okay,
just want to make sure.
That's another show.
That's after dark.
We have a lot to cover.
After Buzz, After Dark.
Like, we just have a lot to cover. Like, 3 weeks worth of Days for today.
Yeah.
A lot of shit went down.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but no other word to describe it.
I know.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
Let's just get into this, right? Let's just do this. So let's start.
Dishing Days.
And we're going to flip that little hourglass and leave it alone now.
Woo! All right. Top storyline. All right, let's start with Abigail, Chad, Stefan, Gabby, Julie, Kate, Rafe, and Jennifer.
Because pretty much everybody on the show was involved in this in one way or another.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. So everything's out now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Higher power, whatever you want to call it.
Praise be.
Oh, my gosh.
When Julie fell and was asleep and all that stuff, I was like, oh, my gosh, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
It
was pretty quick, though. I was happy. They didn't drag it out.
I have to admit, it didn't last nearly as long as I thought it
was. I loved seeing Susan Hayes in those scenes, though, because she is just like, she takes the dramatic and goes like times 1,000 with it.
Yeah.
And it's so entertaining. And when she whacked Camilla across the face, or when Julie whacked Gabby across the face.
That was a phenomenal moment because you even saw Camilla or Gabby stagger from the force.
I was like, that's how you do a soap slap. Yeah. That's how you initiate it, and that's how you receive
it. That's the follow through.
Yeah, that should be the
I'm going to give somebody a to-do project. Can we get a tally of how many soap slaps Julie has done in her 50 years Days of Our Lives?
I thought you were going to say how many times Gabby was slapped in the last 3 weeks.
No, not Gabby.
Because that girl's taken a couple
give
punches.
A harder project. I'll see you guys in 4 years. Figure that out.
And I did love the moment when Julie was in the hospital and Doug, Bill Hayes, just talking to her. And,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That woke her up.
All the emotion and all the, obviously, you know, the history between the two of them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of easy to tap into all that emotion, but it was a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
Yeah. Do we think that Abigail has every right to be as you said in the teaser, she should just get over it? Or do you think she has every right to be as upset with everybody as she's been?
I feel like she has a little bit of a right to be upset. Well, I feel like she absolutely has a right to be upset with Gabby. The fact that she's being the bigger person and not, like, pressing charges.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very, very big of her because she could easily... But I think she realizes it's like, okay, let's just end this. Let's just be done with all of this, like, cat and mouse BS and be done with it. So that's very big of Abigail, and I feel like that's kind of true to Abigail's character. So Gabby's lucky. But I also feel like Chad has a motive. Like, can't Chad press charges if he's so mad?
That's what I kept thinking.
Why don't just Chad do it?
Chad, I think there's Stefan. I think there's so many people that could press charges against everything. I mean, there's Julie
who could
prosecute for assault.
But I think the fact that Abigail decided not to, that's kind of influencing everybody else. Of course, then now Stefan has problems of his own.
Right.
Yeah.
After this had all been put to bed, so.
I mean, I did have that thought of how are they going to keep, she can't go to jail. We can't have Gabby go back to jail.
Again,
Like, this is ridiculous. How are they going to keep her on the landscape?
Right.
I actually didn't see that coming. Abigail just completely descending everything.
Right. I was wondering where it was going to go.
Yeah, so that surprised me. And it was funny because when she told Gabby, you know, not pressing charges, I thought if I were Gabby, I would be livid.
Really?
Because Miss Perfect Abigail.
I know. She's going to look like the
hero. She's not even going to press charges. Yeah. Here's Miss Perfect Abigail being Miss Perfect again. Uh-huh. So I couldn't. I had that moment of, oh my God, if I were her. Uh-huh. This cuckoo.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I'm glad it's moving forward. I'm glad. I don't know where it's going to go.
I don't think this whole resentment, the Abigail's resentment towards like Chad and Jennifer and JJ, I don't think that's going to last long. I think that's just an initial reaction.
Yeah.
I think she's going to soften towards them. I don't think it's going to last long. I feel like she does have a little bit of a right because it's like, hey, you're my family and you didn't believe me. Even though they had all the reason to believe that her DID had come back, she feels betrayed that she didn't. But I don't think it's going to...
I think my issue is, and just because like in the past, especially with the super couples, which I think is safe to say that Abby and Chad is a super couple at this point, it always tends to be that the partner, whether it be Jack and Jennifer, Bo and Hope, whatever, Steve and Kayla, John and Marlena, when something's wrong with the partner, it's always the other one that believes them or is like on their side. So I think having Chad
fail,
not getting that kind of makes it go, you know, it just missed that. I think that bothered me more than anything is like I wanted him to be the one that was trying to help her and trying to, you know, do it. And everybody else was fighting against them as the couple.
I think Chad felt that way because of what happened, because he missed it. Well, I mean, I think that's why all of them, because they missed it before. They didn't realize that she was sick before. And so now they were kind of hypersensitive. And the aspect of her being sick again and... hearing that she was parading around again.
Well,
I think they jumped the gun.
Only difference
they didn't
is
do their due
back
diligence.
Then, we didn't know, like, there wasn't the Gabby factor. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just happening in real time. Now, it's a matter of, do you believe what Gabby's saying, or do you believe
exactly
what my partner's saying?
You know,
so that's the difference
for
me.
And okay.
Yeah.
Chad even said that to Julie. He said, Julie's saying, you shouldn't blame yourself, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. And he's like, but you saw it.
Yeah.
You
believe.
Because
she
believed her.
Well, because she also is the one person in Salem that hates Gabby.
Yeah.
So.
She was convinced.
Yeah.
And but everybody still, knew what Gabby was capable
But again, that's
of.
Where, that was my
You have to try
issue.
To put it like, we're seeing everything that's going on, and these characters aren't, so you kind of got to cut them a little bit of slack.
No.
Yeah. But I see your point.
I'm just as mad at Chad right now as Abigail is.
But I did love his scenes with Charlotte. I thought those were so cute.
There was a moment after the paternity reveal where... And it literally happened the scene after I thought this. I was like, why isn't Chad spending any time with the baby?
Yeah.
Just found out. And then literally the next scene he was holding Charlotte. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bitch too soon.
Sometimes they don't keep up with us.
I'm glad Abigail did echo my thoughts as well when Chad was saying, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight for us. I'm thinking, oh, really now? So now you decide you're going to fight for us. Now you're going to decide...
Right.
you know, to step in and be the man that I thought you were 6 months ago.
Right.
So I'm a little miffed. I think it's going to get drawn out a little bit longer. I don't think she's going to be able to.
It's not going to be immediate.
She'll never forget.
No, of course not.
I mean, she'll keep that in her back pocket.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's a trust factor. It's a trust issue at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll see.
We can move on. That's pretty much.
Is that it?
I think that, well, there was other like third party issues going on.
I know.
On.
I was
like,
thinking of Kate, like, and Chad, Kate and Chad, like their moment.
Yeah.
That made me really sad.
Kate and Stefan had a moment where she went over and basically, like, that was like the finale, but the end of their thing where she said what was going on and said, "Oh, by the way,
I forgot
your mother's
about that.
Shooting, not
was
an accident. Yes. Bye.
Happy New Year."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that just was kind of a great ending.
Thank you for bringing that up.
A great ending to that part of the storyline. Yeah. That little arc, whatever you want to call it. So.
Which makes me happy.
I know.
And now Stefan's being arrested for espionage. So we'll see what happens with that. Because the eye and
I'm guessing whatnot. That's what it had to do, with Steve's eye. So.
Do you feel bad for him?
Who? No, not really.
Stefan?
No.
No.
I was just having a conversation. I don't think it was about Days of Our Lives. It was about something else at the theater. And I said, I just feel like when there's it's like with Kate. She's bad, but you like her.
Right? Okay.
And with Stefan, he's bad, and there's just like nothing you like about him. And for those of you that may have something you like about him,
there hasn't been
any
like redeeming
quality to him.
Yeah,
there has to be some sort of redeeming quality to them for me to just really like love the bad guy.
Well, I think
even Kristen sometimes has a redeeming quality. Even Stefano, original Stefano DiMera, I feel like there were moments where you know, you saw a human side of him. You saw the stuff, and I feel bad for Tyler because I think he was written. He was given a really bad situation to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
and you know, fans tend to take issues with characters out on actors, especially on social media. So,
right.
But yeah, I feel like he did the best with what he was given, though, because there are moments where it's like he's bad, but I like watching it. You know what I mean?
I think they tried to redeem him when he thought Gabby was really back.
Yeah.
And he was crying and that whole struggle. I think that was
But my reaction to that was like, oh, you know, too bad.
You get what you deserve.
Yeah.
I'm up. So, all right, we can move on.
I'm not on that train. Next.
Next. Thank you, next.
Brady, Chloe, Eric, Sarah, and
Holly.
Baby Holly.
Baby Holly in the custody.
Yeah.
Okay, I can say right now, not on Sarah and Eric's side. I want Chloe to get that baby.
Because
Sarah's
making
arrogant.
It crazy.
Sarah's being very arrogant, and I wanted to hug Meggie Horton when she finally was, like, I don't remember the exact dialogue, but she finally, like, told Sarah, like, you have no business talking like that to me.
Disrespecting her.
Yeah. And then she went after Chloe. And, like, this character's kind of being written kind of, to me, unlikable right now.
Well, I think her issue is, is that she's got feelings for Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where a lot of this is coming from.
She's so tenacious.
Yeah, she is.
It's fascinating.
I do like that she's got balls, because I feel like a lot of times the Hortons in particular tend to be a little
PC
softer. And
they always want to be the good guys.
So I do like that about her. I like her and Eric together. I think now would be a very perfect time for the truth to come out that Holly is Eric's. I'm just going to leave that there.
Okay.
Interesting.
Just
so, are you saying this was on the show and we don't remember it? Or are you,
no,
or is
it's
this
not.
Just the
it's
theory?
Something that
this
I'll, maybe you guys weren't here for this. Because when all this unfolded with the baby, I kept saying, watch, this is not going to be, it's not going to have Ben Daniels, it's going to be Eric's.
Oh.
So it might have been before you guys joined the
It could be.
Joined the show. But I was on, I still think, I'm still team that Holly is actually Eric and Nicole's child.
Awesome.
Okay. That would be an interesting little swing.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
Exactly.
I love Sarah's tenacity. Good, bad, or indifferent. I like that.
I thought she looked beautiful on New Year's, by the way.
Her outfit, I know. It was so hard to choose designer days this week.
Gorgeous.
She looked fantastic.
I do catch myself just staring at her because I think she's absolutely beautiful.
Brady's on my nerves.
Yeah.
You know, just when everyone's trying to find peace to be able to navigate these waters, He just, he's like,
this,
yeah. He's just like a rabid dog and just keeps bringing up the past and it just flares everybody up again.
Yeah.
So I'm annoyed with him. I'm highly annoyed
I do like him with Chloe because they were kind of the original couple.
Bro-y.
Yeah.
That was their ship name back in the
I'm glad Bro-y. They're getting back to that.
Yeah.
Do I hear a butt?
No.
No? Okay, good. Because I like that.
I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that.
I like the potential there.
I just, and I really love Nadia. I love the character of Chloe. I do think she's underused, and I would love to see her doing more.
Yes. And it looks like that's the road they're going to go down. Looks like she's going to get, some nice chunky stuff.
Yeah.
Finally.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah.
Was that all that was all with that? Yeah, there was no real resolution with anything.
I mean, it's just a lot of struggle and back and forth.
Well, now, and Eric is now living in Will and Sunny's apartment.
Yes.
He took over the lease.
Right.
That's another thing.
Yep.
Very important information
I
for
know.
Everybody.
Who's living where?
Yeah. Then we have...
Oh, I should have had him do a sound cue for this. My years. And I feel like I should have gone back and watched the very first episode of Dish and Days because it may have even been in the first episode that I started my hashtag bring Jack back. And it has officially come to fruition.
So
can I ask you a question?
Happy.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about either the character or the actor that made you feel so strongly about wanting him back?
I just always felt like, I just felt like they had built up this amazing relationship with him and Jennifer, mm-hmm. and then it was just let go. And I think I just couldn't understand it. I just love them together. Even the little bits that we saw this week of them together, it just makes my heart warm. I just love them together.
They do have a certain chemistry.
There's just something
that's
about
it's a chemistry
both
thing.
Of them that you just can't put into words. And I even said, actually, if you go back to not the one coming up, obviously, but the one we just did, the Daytime Emmys, I interviewed Matt Ashford on the runway. It was a runway day on the red carpet. And I said to him, all these years I've been saying hashtag bring Jack back, and they kept bringing him back as a ghost, as an apparition. I said, I'm sorry I wasn't specific. I want the real human back. So they brought the real human back. So I am elated. Needless to say.
What turned me off about the character of Jack was a storyline back in the day where he was pretending to be gay.
Oh.
And I really didn't like that.
I don't know if I remember
that. And that really wasn't
that
wasn't Matt Ashford's fault.
We need James Ott Jr. to Google that.
No, he was for some reason, and Greta was involved, if you remember her. And then they brought on this gay character that was very like Jack McFarlane from Will and Grace.
Mm.
And it was just
over the top.
It was
Jack played that character, or Matthew Asher played that character?
No.
Or no, there was another actor.
There was another actor.
I don't remember that. There was a time that I didn't watch either, too. So.
Right. But him coming back now, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, but I'm actually liking it.
What did you think of the whole reveal?
Okay, we didn't need to see them getting ready. That was like, I was like, am I watching a rerun from last year?
Did they really think that we were thinking it's Vivian coming back?
No,
why
I think it was just...
Why would they replicate that whole...
Well, I think, here's the thing. I think we might have thought it was Vivian had they not revealed all these spoilers. Which, what irritates me about soap operas is that part of your thing is the surprise is the reveal.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've said this.
I was surprised that they let Matt come to Day of Days. That was 2 months ago.
Well, he wasn't announced. He was just there with them. I don't think he came out, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he did. Oh, yeah, it was a big... Okay.
It was out because they showed it. I think they even showed it on the preview then.
Yeah.
So, the element of surprise was definitely not there because of that.
Yeah.
That would have absolutely
been I think if that wasn't there, and the fact that off everything that happened with the Kristen, with the rooms, with the initials,
yes. mm-hmm.
there was a possibility that it could have been Vivian. You know what I mean? And it was set up in a way that it could have been. She was, because even Chloe says, is that Vivian? You know?
It's so obvious, which means it's not.
Right. And when you show us a clip at Day of Days of Eve walking in and it's not Vivian, we're not going to believe you.
Yeah.
So it's a waste of a line.
I did love that moment between Sarah and Eve
mm-hmm.
when Sarah stepped in yet again to defend Eric.
Yeah.
And just brought up the whole fact.
I didn't know that
Eve motored down.
Eve motored down. Yeah. I was like, dang.
Harold was the dude Jack screwed over by faking gay.
Thank you.
Thank
there you.
That
Thank
was
you.
Emmy Eileen M.
Thank
the guy that played Harold was really cute, though. He was really cute, but
we'll have to Google him.
And I not like him. Flamboyant in real life,
I'm
but
write gay Harold.
Gay Harold. I forgot his
notepad,
name.
So I don't forget. To
there
look
were
it
a lot of in your face moments, Sarah and Eve, and then I love Jennifer stepping in to Eve before he walks in and saying,
the way she like,
"Bring it on, yeah. You can't hurt me." I mean, I've that level of yell, and if you rewind, because I had to rewind, you even see Eve take a step back. Like, oh.
Melissa Reeves playing angry Jennifer is just the best. It's everything.
Because
she brings it, and she's just 110%.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was going to happen, because when she went up and she literally like looked Eve straight in the eye, I was like, oh, we're going to get some good.
Yeah.
And I had said this when Jennifer was, and this might have been before you guys joined too, when Jennifer was dating Dr. Shaw the first time.
Henry.
I actually like him.
Me too.
There's something about him that I find very charming.
I think that was the only one that was like,
I don't know. So I was kind of glad that he kind of resurfaced. I mean, it's obviously not going to be for very long.
Well, at least not with Jennifer.
How many times, like, what needs to happen before you finally realize Jennifer's not the one for you?
I just hope that they don't, like, make him, like, crazy and make him do something silly.
No.
Because I do kind of
like
him.
Me too. I agree, Mark.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What else? JJ. I actually really like JJ's reactions to a lot of what was going on, because Haley
just
kind of
dumbfounded by everything.
Because she would just be like, "Who's that?" He's like, "Eve Donovan." And he's like, "Do you know her?" And he's like, "Unfortunately, I do." Just like his reactions to all of her questions were really kind of spot on. And then even then later, well, obviously not then, but later, Abigail goes and shows up at his door. What did you think about that?
That was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That was heartbreaking.
But he did have memories that he's denying.
He's denying because he doesn't.
I have to say, that surprised me. I thought this was going to get dragged out.
But Will did the same thing. Will did the same thing. He had a memory and then he told no one. Is that what you mean by being surprised?
That he had a memory so quickly.
Right.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that to happen for
I was happy because I'm not happy about this whole amnesia. I don't want to go through this again. I feel like we just went through
this. But the thing is, get ready, girl, because we're going to go through Vivian.
I know, right? But no, the reason they're doing it is it has to follow the same pattern that Will followed.
Because they
went through the same thing.
I know, but please don't drag this out.
I mean, maybe because, you know, Matt Ashford. Jack, sorry, brain fart. Jack's a different person. His body's going to react differently. Yeah. And we also don't know the status of the serum because Will took the last vial of the serum.
Right.
We didn't see how, but he got it.
Right.
Still annoys me. Anyway, he had it, and there's this Seth Burns
person. Boss, right.
Yeah, Kayla's boss.
Yeah.
Who, have we met him? Has he been on screen?
Have we ever seen
Seth? I feel like we did.
So he's kind of, he controls the serum, which is apparently how Will got his memory back. So the serum is kind of the variable that needs to be figured
replicated
out.
But
the fact that he had a memory on his own so quickly, maybe that's an indicator that it's not going to last long. You know, but then they did go into how Jack resurfaced and now Xander's back.
Well, I loved that backstory
of
him Eve showing up at the hotel room and
thinking it was Brady.
Thinking it was Brady.
And so their plan was basically to bring Jack back to, so Eve could get revenge on Jennifer,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Just like, to tear her life apart.
Since Jack didn't remember anything.
Yeah.
But Xander was
there. Well, and she also feels like Jennifer's responsible for her breakup with Brady because she told that of what she ratted her out.
Right.
So.
And hoping that they don't sleep together.
So many levels of that. There was so much stuff to remember.
Oh,
there was
they will. I think that they will.
It's like, come into my parlor.
I have a feeling they're going to, they might even get married again just to
create Jack and Eve?
The drama. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's possible.
Say it isn't so. Oh, no.
I mean, I'm just glad it's Cassie DePaiva. I'll just say that.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say, too, is earlier I was going to ask I meant to ask him to do it, but I know he's traveling, James Lott Jr., to do us a little history lesson
on the
Eve running over Sarah.
Yes.
Because that kind of, as I didn't
James,
remember
can
that.
James, can you get on that, please?
Yeah,
we
I know.
JLJ. JLJ, we have homework for you.
We got a task for you.
Okay, I think that's it. And also glad to have Xander, like, he's got some good stuff.
Xander and
so
his
happy.
Chest.
Yeah. His glorious chest.
Yep.
Speaking of tasks, Mr. Mark, do you want to give us a little...
Yes, absolutely. You know, you guys, we love that you watch us every week and you love the drama channel at AfterBuzz TV. But just keep in mind that there are other drama shows that we cover here at AfterBuzz TV. We do also have channels for reality TV, sci-fi, comedies, competitions, and more. So please, if you like this show and you're listening to this for the first time, please know that AfterBuzz is, you know, we're there for the fans. So if you have a show that you like, it's probably on YouTube. If you like dramas, we do cover Better Call Saul, Greenleaf, Orange is the New Black, Yellowstone, and that kind of stuff. So look for those. Follow that drama category or whatever it is that you like. You can turn off notifications, so don't worry if you don't like notifications. You will not get them, but we would love for you to watch some of the other after shows that we do, meet some of the other hosts, see all the fun things we do here at AfterBuzz TV. So hit the subscribe button if you have not already. Subscribe to the drama channel and some of the other channels and meet some new hosts. And thank you for being the best fans ever.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, we're a little bit biased, but I think the Days fans are the best.
They are the best.
So we promise to continue serving you by you serving us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good day. That was beautiful. All right, let's dive into tidbits. Will, right. Sunny, and Leo. Can I just say Leo's mummy? Are we going to meet
Miss... I think so.
Miss Mummy, who traumatized her son so much?
I'm not going to say what I saw, but a couple months ago I saw a... an item that wasn't confirmed that the mom's gonna.
Okay, we have to after that moment of vulnerability and like he is human. Like, talk about a character that I haven't. I'd love to hate, but I haven't found anything redeemable about him until that moment.
And although he is funny,
he's so funny. Yeah,
he's funny, but funny only gets you so far before it's like
sassy.
Yeah,
sassy. But we don't know much about his backstory other than like he was a prostitute,
a prosy,
yeah,
a gigolo,
a gigolo,
a dancer for money,
a lady. Never mind. So yeah, Leo, Sunny, still married.
Yeah.
Will sad.
Will sad.
Will's boob.
Yeah. Remembers
sad little boy.
Remembers everything and has nothing. Yeah. They had their moment where Will was Santa Claus and they got to
smooch.
Sweet. Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, during the holidays.
Cute. Yeah, I like that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute.
So they're still kind of there.
I like Leo.
I like Leo too.
I just do. But
I mean, I know what you're saying, though.
I needed that moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like some glimpse of other.
I actually thought this week, or when I was watching it the last couple weeks, I kind of hope they keep him around.
I really do. No question.
I really do enjoy him. He's really growing on me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I even find him a little cute.
Greg Rickhart's got good hair. Greg sent a tweet. Soap Opera Digest named him like Performer of the Week, and Greg Rickhart tweeted back and is like, "I shouldn't accept this because it's not really acting." LOL.
That's so funny. That's cute.
Sassy in real life. Yeah. IRL. I was annoyed with Leo a couple weeks ago, like, because every word, every line of dialogue out of his mouth was just snarky, and I'm like, all right,
it was so funny, it was so good.
That one episode, for whatever reason, I was just like, okay, it's too much, but now it's gotten better. They've normalized it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like him. I'm not as annoyed by him as I was. So
next, Ben, Sierra, Claire, and Trip. Yeah, you know, I love my ship, but I don't know how many more times Sierra's going to be able to turn a blind eye to his.
Well, I know because he
Stefan
kidnapped
and what
Gabby.
He's doing,
mm-hmm.
especially with the reveal on Friday with Hope saying, "Where was your boyfriend?" By the way,
yeah,
I don't know.
Is that what she said?
Where was your boyfriend?
That's exactly how she said it too.
With her walker.
Do you know where your boyfriend was? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because every time they start to connect, something happens. Before it was the planted evidence.
Yeah.
Now it's something he actually did, and I'm still putting it out there. He started that fire. So, but yeah, like Ben and Sierra, we want them to be together, but these roadblocks keep coming up, and. I don't know. I'm curious to see how they go forward with this couple in whatever you want to
transition.
Call it. Transition.
Although I did thoroughly enjoy the moment when Sierra tells Ben that she crushed on Chad.
I know. And I was actually thinking about that, yeah. that moment. And then yeah. she mentioned it because I remember that yeah. when she was babysitting.
Yeah. This was old Sierra, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. it was.
Vivian. Yeah, or, yeah.
yeah, Vivian.
Yeah,
Vivian.
Yeah, yeah. it was. Help and Rafe.
I'll let you guys talk about it.
You know, it was. There was a funny moment when Hope. When Hope. To Rafe Ted Laurent.
Let me just say this too, because we had 3 weeks off and I was, you know, short on time. There were scenes I fast forwarded through. These may have been them.
Okay.
I have to say though, saying. And I'm putting I like Hope a lot better than I liked her when it was Beau and Hope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a whole other
show. That has
show.
To do with the Beau character, though, that's, not with the Hope character.
That's a whole other show.
But yeah.
Yeah.
JJ and Haley, what do we think of Miss Haley?
Well, I'll say this. The chat room really likes Haley.
Yeah?
I was watching what that earlier. They were chit-chatting about her, and they were all – I mean, just kept seeing comment after comment. Oh, I like Haley. Oh, I like Haley. Yeah, I like Haley. Me too. I like Haley.
I know. I did have an issue with – in the beginning in as JJ being this rescuing a damsel in distress,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, this is annoying. I don't want her to be a damsel in distress. But I
but
love
she
how she came out of that and yeah. was in his face mm-hmm. immediately, like, do not rescue me. Or what yeah. did she say? Yeah. An EMT with a savior complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay,
but
this
is
good.
And I also
I can get
liked,
on board with this.
Because I forgot that it was last Christmas that JJ almost killed himself.
Yeah.
So I did like them kind of bringing that together.
Because
I do have a tendency to forget, as we yeah. all know.
That was a great
Well, the way the show's
moment.
Written, a lot happens now. Like,
yeah.
They bring up stuff and you're like, oh yeah, that happened and it was just 6 months ago.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm looking forward to
so
seeing
So we will
what
find out more about
is.
Haley.
Yeah, I want to see, like, I don't dislike her yet, so I want to see
Well, I will
going.
Say this.
And that's always like
We were talking about, she was at Day of Days, mm-hmm. And we did get to hang out with her afterwards, and she was a delight as a human being, so
Maybe we'll try to have her
being.
In.
She was very
Maybe
sweet.
We'll try to.
Yeah,
we will
she was
try
very sweet,
her.
And I obviously said, you know, we'd love to have you and stuff. So she,
sure
she's
she,
on our list.
Yeah, she's on our to-do
she's
list.
She's on our list. And I think that was
yes.
the 3 weeks.
I mean, the 3 weeks. The best as we can do.
And yeah. we have 7 minutes left.
I get to leave this and now go do three days of RuPaul's Drag Race for 2 hours. So we're going to be at this
So
for
let's
a while.
Move into our favorite
let's
part of the show. Segments, and we're going to start. Tony's not here today. He's out of town.
It's his mama's 60th
happy birthday,
so,
mom. Tony's
happy birthday, mama.
Mama Tony.
Mama Tony. But we do have Tony's and, three snaps away.
And I hate to do this while you're out of town, Tony, but I just got a call from Days. They wanted you on set tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Apparently, Tony's
you
official.
You have been recast.
Tony's official three snaps award is going to Cassie DePaiva, who came into Doug's place dropping all kinds of bombs before mm-hmm. tossing the biggest bomb of Sorry. Them all, Jack. Oh! And let's not forget how sickening she looked doing it. So, mm-hmm. Eve Donovan, Cassie DePaiva gets Tony's. Three snaps award.
I got her right in that moment where she dropped the cape. I was like, that's perfect.
That yeah. I wasn't sure why she did that because she just had to pick it up again. So that was just a moment.
Yeah.
The dramatic effect. Dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect. All right, let's go next into our next segment.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Hey,
Thank you. How I was going to handle this because, you know, 3 weeks of fabulousness. But, you know, we're going to give honorable mentions really quick to Sal Stowers and as Lonnie and Lauren Coslow as Kate because, mm-hmm. my God, Sal looked amazing in this gold creation mm-hmm. for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. Had to give her an honorable mention. And then, you
I
know,
mean, she looks good wrapped
she
in
She looks,
right?
I know. She's just one of those. We
Let's
love
not
her.
Mince words.
Amazing. And then, obviously, Lauren Coslow.
That jacket.
Just to die for.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, I wonder if they have that in big girl sizes.
Turquoise and brown jacket with fur cuff. I had to give it an honorable mention.
14, 16, if you're somewhere in there. 16, because I might want to wear it over
But
something.
The spotlight is going to go to Cassie DePaiva. Yeah. You know, she's in this Claudetta dress by Chiara Bonet. Just, you know, if you're going to weave your spider's web, this is what you wear to do it. And she's amazing. And then this coat that goes with it, it's a leopard coat.
She loves leopard.
From mm-hmm. Zara. And I love yeah. anything Zara, all things Zara. So, Miss Cassie DePaiva, you have this week's Designer days.
Right. I will say this. Men's jackets at Zara are... I don't think I buy any other jackets from anywhere else anymore.
Huh.
Their men's jackets are amazing, just for the record. Right. I shouldn't tell you that because everyone's going to have my jackets, but whatever. Don't you buy any.
So now, let's get into the next segment.
Yeah.
Caption that.
Uh-huh. That was so loud.
That was totally Tony sitting in like his bathroom.
He's really here.
That. You can tell from the echo.
It sounds like he's really here.
Totally.
Okay, so this week's photo is of Ben looking at Ciara with a little bit of stink face.
A little bit.
And this week's caption goes to Lori Godek or Godek. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Lori Godek on Facebook. I dedicate this caption to Miss Tammy.
Oh.
I always do a check with Ben before the show. Because it's Ben saying, you got some serious lipstick on your teeth.
It's the worst.
And that was this week's.
Yee-hoo. Almost.
Caption that.
All righty.
We're going to move into the next one.
Mark's quote of the week.
Yes.
All righty, guys. So I used the, I did from this past week, I did. Also, my quote of the week is going to go to Miss Eve Donovan, Cassie DePaiva, when she said she had a lot of good zingers.
She did.
But then when she said this, I just thought this, not only was it a great line, but it encapsulated the week. She says, I didn't come to Salem with stones. I came with a giant wrecking ball. So, Cassie DePaiva, you get
Mark's quote of the week.
As well deserved. So.
And next.
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
Bam, 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 bam. All right, I'll do the fan of the week. Okay, this week's fan of the week is RJ Bird 55 on the iTunes. She says it makes her week. She says I look forward to checking out the Dish and Days weekly podcast each week. The interaction between Tony, Michael, Tammy, and Mark reviews are not only hysterical, but it's clear that they truly enjoy a daytime drama I've been enjoying for over 50 years. Bravo, and I look forward to more. Thank you so much, RJ Bird. I don't know your real name.
That was an iTunes review.
Hint, hint.
A five-star, yeah. So,
thank you, RJ.
Go on iTunes. Give us a review.
And it doesn't even have to be good. Because I've read ones that are horrible about me. So that's fine. You'll still be fan.
I think the only one that hasn't gotten a bad review is Tammy.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. That is true.
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Next up, news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This will be quick, in case you haven't heard. Ariane Zucker will be returning, presumably as Nicole, to Days of Our Lives.
Spoilers
in 2019. We don't really have any other specifics, but Ari is back taping now and will air later this year. Secondly, our friends Paul and Keith at Starstruck Fan Events will be hosting a fabulous weekend of events in Atlanta, Georgia next month with Galen Gehring, Nadia Bjorlin, Brian DeTillo, Eric Martzoff, and Jordi Villasuso. The weekend of February 9th and 10th, events include a meet and greet, a dinner dance, and a day with them at the Georgia Aquarium.
Oh, how fun.
Fantastic.
For more info and to purchase tickets, visit StarstruckFanEvents.com and tell them Dish and Days sent you.
Yeah. Please do. Please,
or you can
please.
Follow Starstruck Event, Starstruck Fans.
Fan shoot. Events.
Fan Events.
Two on the Twitter.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. So there we go.
The Twitter. Right.
The Twitter. Let's, and that's news and gossip.
Yay.
Very easy. Easy.
Let's take
sweet.
A look at what's next coming up next week on Days of Our Lives.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This will be good. Okay.
He said he's getting loaded.
This is good.
Save some for me.
I haven't seen this yet. So I'm a little scared.
I know, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm a little
it's
scared.
Good. I watched it because I have no self-control. I have to watch it.
I like to be
I
surprised.
Do. I do try to not watch things, too, just because I don't want to.
I know. I like the element of surprise.
Yeah. Although I get people ratted out a lot.
I know.
So. All right.
All
let's
right.
Do
here's a preview.
Hope to hell you kept your mouth shut.
Oh. And these hustlers are teaming up to take over.
We'll see if we can help each other.
Two wolves. Oh!
No sheep's clothing.
Oh, give me a break. Days.
Weekdays. What is happening?
Okay, we
have. Oh, my living word!
Oh, my living
word. Oh, my.
We have Tammy go ahead.
Tammy clutched her pearls. Ooh. You didn't see it, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so Leo and Xander already have a ship name. Leander.
Leander.
Which
Leander.
Is my honest to God middle name.
That's so funny.
So I automatically have to ship them.
The face, yep. Face
plus they're two hot gay
in.
Guys, so of course
wow,
I see them.
Wow, and then yeah. Haley. I don't even know what to say to that.
The sound was off a little bit at the beginning. You see Haley, and then you see Miranda Trask saying, Melinda Trask saying, I hope you didn't tell them anything.
Oh my gosh, this will be great. All right, guys, where can everybody find you on social media?
Social media.
You can find me on Twitter at MLMattis1 and on Instagram at MLMattis.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And you can find Dish and Days on Facebook and Insta at Dish and Days and Twitter at _DishandDays.
Yeah.
Find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea, Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official. Wow. Okay, guys, we did it. We will see you all next week for another
And goodbye from Baxter and Winston.
Oh, goodbye, Baxter and Winston. We love you.
They're sleeping.
They say they're sleeping. That's what they say.
Bye, see you all guys. Next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.